Voyage of the Beagle. From December the 27th, 1831, to October the 2nd, 1836. On returning home from my short geological tour in North Wales, I found a letter from Henslow, informing me that Captain Fitzroy was willing to give up part of his own cabin to any young man who would volunteer to go with him without pay as naturalist to the voyage of the Beagle. I have given, as I believe, in my MS journal, an account of all the circumstances which then occurred. I will here only say that I was instantly eager to accept the offer, but my father strongly objected, adding the words, fortunate for me, "If you can find any man of common sense who advises you to go, I will give my consent." So I wrote that evening and refused the offer. On the next morning I went to Myre to be ready for September the 1st. And whilst out shooting, my uncle, Josiah Wedgwood, sent for me, offering to drive me over to Shrewsbury and talk with my father, as my uncle thought it would be wise in me to accept the offer. My father always maintained that he was one of the most sensible men in the world, and he at once consented in the kindest manner. I had been rather extravagant at Cambridge, and to console my father said that I should be deuced clever to spend more than my allowance whilst on board the Beagle. But he answered with a smile, "But they tell me you are very clever." Next day I started for Cambridge to see Henslow, and thence to London to see Fitzroy, and all was soon arranged. Afterwards, on becoming very intimate with Fitzroy, I heard that I had run a very narrow risk of being rejected, on account of the shape of my nose. He was an ardent disciple of Lavater, and was convinced that he could judge of a man's character by the outline of his features, and he doubted whether anyone with my nose could possess sufficient energy and determination for the voyage. But I think he was afterwards well satisfied that my nose had spoken falsely. Fitzroy's character was a singular one, and with very